From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. A group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan Friday. At least 9 people were killed and more than 35 others wounded. Doctors say most of the victims were students. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban took credit for ordering the deadly assault they believe is linked to the Pakistani spy agency. The military says the gunfight with terrorists who were dressed in female burqas lasted several hours and 3 militants were killed. The local provincial police told reporters that investigators were trying to determine whether a 4th body was also that of a militant. Syrian government negotiators at peace talks in Geneva will go home over the weekend and have yet to decide on whether to return next week, citing a statement by the opposition that President Bashar al-Assad could play no role in a transition period. The regime's chief negotiator told reporters his team would leave the UN-backed talks and that Damascus will decide if they return and continue the talks next Tuesday. Zimbabwe's newly installed president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has named his new cabinet. The choices exclude members of the opposition, dashing hopes that Mnangagwa would have to seek a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai told the Associated Press that there has been no dialogue with the new administration. He said Mr. Mnangagwa has a very small window to demonstrate how and whether he will deliver on national expectations of change in Zimbabwe. This is VOA News. Following Pyongyang's most recent missile test, the Trump administration has stopped short of advocating regime change in Pyongyang. The White House press secretary says that the administration is focused on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and that's its sole priority. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says diplomacy remains a viable approach in dealing with North Korea.
I'm not willing to say that diplomacy has not worked. We will continue to work diplomatically. We'll continue to work through the United Nations Security Council, and we'll be unrelenting in that. At the same time, our diplomats will speak from a position of strength because we do have military options.
President Trump has proposed imposing new sanctions against North Korea on top of those initiated by the UN Security Council. Pope Francis ordained 16 priests today at a huge outdoor mass in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. The Pope is in Bangladesh through Saturday after 4 days visiting Myanmar next door, formerly known as Burma. He is expected to meet with Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh. Scheduled well before the August violence against the Rohingya, the Pope's seeming effectiveness is being called into question because of one word. VOA's Steve Reddish explains.
Pope Francis has been walking a diplomatic tightrope during his trip to Myanmar and Bangladesh, trying to spotlight what the UN and the U.S. call ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya, while trying not to say the word Rohingya.
It is imperative that the international community take decisive measures to address this grave crisis.
As recently as August, the Pope expressed solidarity for what he called our Rohingya brothers and sisters. But when he spoke in Myanmar's capital Tuesday, Francis relied on veiled references and general pleas for inclusion of ethnic and religious minorities. The Pope took the advice of the Burmese Catholic leaders who feared a backlash against Myanmar's Christians if he mentioned Rohingya or directly addressed the situation. Reaction has been mixed. Steve Reddish, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama is in India, where he hosted a town hall discussion with young leaders on Friday and met with the Dalai Lama. Mr. Obama is also expected to meet Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And Japanese Emperor Akihito will step down from the chrysanthemum throne in 2019. He will be succeeded by his eldest son, Crown Prince Naruhito. Akihito will be the first Japanese emperor to abdicate the chrysanthemum throne in 200 years. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.